I am speaking with Jill Aguilar of the Vancouver chapter of the Ricardo Flores Maigón Popular Indigenous Council of Oaxaca, or in its Spanish acronym, CIPO RFM. Based on the libertarian ideology of Ricardo Flores Maigón, CIPO RFM is an organization of indigenous communities that support each other and work independently from all political parties and from all government institutions. Jill, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here and talk to you.
Can you describe, in a nutshell, the popular rebellion that is currently taking place in Oaxaca, Mexico, and the root causes for this rebellion?
Well, I'm going to try. The popular movement in Oaxaca has a long history. The actual rebellion right now has slowly grown. It started in response to the repression against the teachers' union in Oaxaca, which is the largest in the country. Mm-hmm. In early May, they had a sitting or a protest to demand better wages, a better educational system for students. They wanted uniforms, breakfasts, and books for teachers to have with students. The government responded to that with the police and a brutal repression, very similar to Atenco, what happened earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a mass movement of people in support of the teachers that slowly grew as the government continued to be repressing the people and not listening to them into what is now called the APO, the Asamblea Popular de la Gente o del Pueblo de Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main roots, they would go back a lot, right, to the injustice that indigenous peoples face in the state. The state is one of the most indigenous populated,
mm-hmm.
and yet the popular movements are not represented in the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of issues in the state that have led to this movement, and the spark for it was the repression against the teachers on the 14th of June.
Mm-hmm. And what has taking place since then is this a very long-extended, long-term direct action and civil disobedience that is taking place in Oaxaca? Or
Well, the movement has moved well beyond that. What the APO is asking for is really one of the main claims that they demand is the removal or the resignation of the governor, Ulises Ruiz Ortiz, because, first of all, he was elected under very questionable elections,
mm-hmm.
Very similar to the federal elections that we just had on the 2nd of July in Mexico. And from the very beginning of that campaign, the governor was simply continuing the same sort of policies from before, which mean that, for example, indigenous peoples would be oppressed and they would be excluded, that the working people would be also not taken care of or not listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So APO has moved from a simple demand for solution to their demands to the demand for a truly democratic and truly grassroots form of organizing in their own communities.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is, aside from demanding that this governor, who was not democratically elected and who has been identified as a murderer and as an oppressor of all the people of Oaxaca,
mm-hmm.
they also are asking or demanding that they have their own ability to organize their own lives. So the APO is basically a grassroots organization that is composed of individuals, yes, but mostly of communities,
mm-hmm.
of organizations as well. And a lot of indigenous peoples are working along APO and the teachers to create a new way to organize society in Oaxaca. Basically, it is an exercise and an attempt to build a better society in a grassroots sort of ways of organizing.
Mm-hmm. So are these communities, are we talking about a question of autonomous communities similar to the ones that exist in Chiapas, for example?
It's very similar. What the Zapatistas have done in the past and they continue doing is organize their own communities and hope that people see that it is possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They offer an alternative to what we are sold as the world, which society has to be organized. Mm-hmm. So in Oaxaca, there are organizations that already do that as well, like, for example, the Popular Indigenous Council. So mm-hmm. they have base communities as well that organize in a traditional manner, and Oaxaca is very used to that because it is so in the indigenous. A lot of the municipalities in the state already have organizing in their own communities that they dates back to their own ways, indigenous ways.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, what APO is aiming for is similar to what the Zapatistas is doing, but also to find a better way or another way. So they're not saying that this is what we want and this is what's going to happen, but they're saying we are organizing and people have the ability to decide. So what we want is that opportunity in that space without having to depend on an election that is rigged all the time and that we don't have trust in anymore. So the electoral way of solving the issue is not what they are asking for.
You mentioned that these communities organizing themselves have faced a lot of state repression. Could you describe maybe what that state repression looks like for communities that are organizing themselves?
This repression has in the past been primarily aimed at indigenous communities because mostly these are the communities that organize themselves and actually resist and construct and build in mm-hmm. their own communities. So there are a lot of paramilitary groups in Oaxaca already who have been harassing and murdering people, mostly in the rural areas where indigenous communities are. For example, I can primarily speak for SIPO. In SIPO, we have seen paramilitary groups killing members of SIPO. So basically what has happened then, because of the movement that has moved beyond a purely indigenous or a purely communitarian issue, meaning now we see people who wouldn't be normally identified as protesting. For example, we find that there's taxi driver unions, there's a lot of other people that would normally not identify to, for example, the indigenous struggle mm-hmm. that are coming together, and they are all facing the same sort of issues. I think what really struck people in Oaxaca as the point where they had to decide whether or not to do something about it themselves is that the teachers' union was repressed. So the teachers in Oaxaca are not necessarily poor. They're not also rich, but they would be considered middle class by Oaxaca standards.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, when the teachers are repressed and the police comes in and they start shooting at them with tear gas from helicopters, and we found that there's 3 murdered because of the police mobilization. The society in Oaxaca, I believe, is able to realize that this is something that they can't continue to allow. Right? So if it's the indigenous peoples, then there is more room for them to not identify, because unfortunately in Mexico there's this culture where the indigenous peoples are marginalized and seen as less.
Mm-hmm.
So you would find that a lot of people are of mixed descent would rather say that they're not indigenous at all, and that so wouldn't care that indigenous communities are being repressed. Mm-hmm. But when they see that teachers are being repressed, and when they see that the police acts exactly the same against teachers than against indigenous peoples, there is no distinction now for them to say, well, it was only indigenous peoples. It could be them anytime. So that is one of the main issues that I would see also helped unite this struggle. So now APO has, like I already said, people from all sorts of spectrum from society, and that is what makes it really strong. The challenge is obviously to keep that unity, because the government is obviously working full on trying to divide and trying to minimize the effect of APO. Not only at the state level, but also at the federal level. The federal government has minimized this issue a lot, and they have basically said that they can do anything because it is a state matter, and that they respect the Constitution, they allow states to deal with their own issues. But obviously this is an easy way for them to say, well, we can't do anything.
What are the main demands of the Consejo Popular de Oaxaca, the APO that we've been speaking of? What are the main demands that that are being conveyed now at this point?
Well, APO has actually come up with a declaration of the people of Oaxaca where they explain why they have come together and where they present the situation. So in this document, the main demand is basically that the governor of the state should resign or be withdrawn from his position and tried for his crimes. So they demand a political trial and a destitution of the governor. That is the main issue that they are driving right now. Mm-hmm. And they are also saying that what they want afterwards is not simply a replacement for the governor. They want to have the actual right that they already have respected, of being able to organize in their own ways and to decide themselves what to do according to what the community wants. So this is not a group saying that they want something. This is communities saying we have this right and we demand that it is respected. So at this point, those would be the main demands, which obviously would lead to much more once they are actually being implemented, right? Mm-hmm. And that is one of the biggest issues for the, well, not only the state government, which is basically paralyzed right now by APO, but also the federal government, because they would lose all the control that they already had. You have to remember that Oaxaca has always been, or had always been, a stronghold for the PRI, which is the political party that was in power in Mexico for 71 years, yeah, since the revolution. So this was a huge blow in political terms to the both the electoral institution and to political parties in their assumption that they had the country in their hands.
Is there anything else that you would like to add today?
Well, we, as part of the Popular Indigenous Council, always ask of people to not stay quiet and to not simply see things in a passive manner. We invite everybody to participate and to show their support in whatever way they can. We have circulated petitions, and also through email we try to send information about what's going on. So we would invite everybody to get in touch with us or with any other organization that's working in support of Oaxaca, of Mexico, and also of the other campaign, which we are part of. So our contact information can be found on our website, which is www.noto50.org/CIPO, C-I-P-O. And also we would encourage everybody to remember that this is a movement of communities, and it is involving not only the usual sort of communities or organizations. Here we see women who have actually taken to the streets and taken over a state radio station because it was being used as a propaganda machine against the movement. So the women actually took the initiative and have been instrumental in this movement. So we would like to remind people that women, indigenous women, are usually the most oppressed of all societies. So this is a movement that we cannot simply see from afar, and we would invite them to find out more and to support in any way that they can. The easiest way would be to send letters of support to the movement and also letters of condemnation to the federal government for their lack of action and for their complicity in allowing the state governor to murder people and to set up paramilitary groups, and to set up police corps who roam the streets without uniforms, without identification, and they simply kidnap people who they identify as prominent in the movement, and they disappear them. They send them to prison without charges or without trials. So the situation in Oaxaca really requires a lot of our support.
Thank you very much. We're speaking with Gil Aquilar of the Vancouver chapter of the Ricardo Flores Maigón, Popular Indigenous Council of Oaxaca, or in its Spanish acronym, CIPO RFM. Gil, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I hope that people find this information not just interesting, but also a call to action, which is what we always wish for.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Because I know most about it, mm-hmm. and I cannot speak for other people's experiences. But